Last week, KVNO spoke with members of the Nebraska Wind Symphony about the founder, Tony Snyder, who sadly passed away earlier this year. So many members who knew Snyder considered him a dear friend and close mentor. They lit up when reminiscing over Tony and his time with the symphony.
He taught a lot of people things, even though they're adult people, he managed to teach them. They were not kids learning in school, but they got better to be better musicians over the years that they were in the band. And that was not easy with adults because they're sort of set in their ways, or they, you know, people have a lot of other things to do besides come to band, and you're only there once a week, as opposed to maybe three or four times or five times a week as you were in school. So it's a limited amount of time, and Tony had great patience to see things through and come up with performances.
Steve Jordan is a percussionist in the Nebraska Wind Symphony. He says Snyder was a well-respected director that just wanted to see these adult musicians continue to succeed in playing their instrument and being part of an ensemble. Jordan says that aside from being a great conductor, Snyder was just an all-around good guy.
He was a very gracious sort of guy, very cultured. I think he had wonderful taste in things and loved music and loved beautiful things.
Joshua Kearney is the current music director for the NWS. He says the group carries out Snyder's mission by still being active, even today.
The legacy is the fact that the group still exists. It's been around for an entire generation of people and has no signs of slowing down.
Kearney says that Snyder set the group up for such successful growth by providing members a positive outlet. Because of that, the symphony has now evolved in a way that includes other aspects that have a positive impact not only on the symphony, but the music community.
It's expanded in a way that we're offering scholarships for students, and people are soloing with the group, and we're working with other guest artists, guest conductors.
The Nebraska Wind Symphony is an official nonprofit organization, so there's quite a bit of work that goes towards the group behind the scenes. The members put in this effort simply because they just love band.
And I think that they value the legacy that Tony left behind in this group.
Kearney is currently the 7th music director for the NWS. He says the symphony has provided him a different musical outlet he didn't have before. He hopes to honor Tony Snyder while building his own legacy with the group.
I just want to perform really great music and provide an outstanding musical experience for everyone there. The idea behind the group was to provide an outlet for people to keep playing and enjoying music. And so, as far as I'm concerned, I just have to do that.
The Nebraska Wind Symphony is holding their spring concert, where they will be honoring Snyder and his legacy, this Sunday, April 16th, at the Strauss Performing Arts Center on the University of Nebraska at Omaha's campus at 7:30 p.m. To find out more about the concert, visit NebraskaWindSymphony.com. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Lindsay Tech.